You're listening to SBS News.
Incoming Independent MP Dai Ly has made an appearance on Vietnamese community TV to speak directly to the people who helped elect her to the southwestern Sydney seat of Fowler. It's an electorate with a strong Vietnamese presence and was once a safe Labor seat before Ms. Ly knocked Labor's candidate Christina Keneally out of the race. Ms. Ly says she reflects the cultural diversity of the electorate she is representing.
At the polling booths, people have said to me from all walks of life and from all cultures have said to me, "You're one of us. You're part of the community. We're backing you." So that was very heartwarming for me. That yes, I am of Vietnamese heritage and a refugee, but a lot of people can relate to me and they know that I can relate to their journeys and their stories.
She's not the only Asian Australian heading to Canberra for the first time. She's joined by the new Labor MP for the Western Sydney seat of Reid, Sally Situ, who has Chinese heritage. And Sam Lim, a Malaysia-born former police officer and dolphin trainer, has clinched the Western Australia seat of Tangney for Labor. Despite Asian Australians making up about 16% of the country's population, they lack representation in Parliament. But that is starting to change. Erin Chu is a co-founder of the Asian Australian Alliance Advocacy Network. She says the change in Parliament is just the beginning.
The good news, first of all, is that there is a doubling of numbers of Asian Australians who will enter Parliament from the 2019 election to now. And that is what we call progress. But it shouldn't be considered as the peak, nor should it be considered as we have achieved it. It should only be considered as the start of more to come.
Dai Ly says she hopes this encourages people of diverse backgrounds to enter politics.
A lot of people of diverse backgrounds are very hesitant to step into those leadership roles, and in particular politics, because politics in Australia is very adversarial, and it's predominantly male dominated and predominantly male of Anglo-Celtic or Anglo-Saxon background that are in our parliament. So, you know, if you don't have somebody there that really, that you can look to and say, "Oh, look, they've done it, I can give it a go." If you don't have, be it a person with disability, be it a person of coloured background, if you don't have that, then it's less likely people would kind of aspire to those positions.
This election will be remembered for the record number of independent women candidates who successfully unseated Liberal and National opponents in Conservative strongholds. From Zoe Daniel and Monique Ryan in Melbourne to Allegra Spender, Sophie Scamps and Kylie Tink in Sydney. Their election campaigns focused on climate action, political integrity and gender equality. Kylie Tink, who beat Liberals' Trent Zimmerman for the North Sydney seat, says she's going to Canberra with a mission.
"I'm very clear. The people of North Sydney are sending me to Canberra to get faster action on climate, to support the establishment of an integrity commission and to bring a greater level of integrity to federal politics, to look at how our economy is being geared so that we are forward-focused and we have a planned transition which is equitable for all, and to address the fundamental issues of inequality in our country, whether that's gender inequality, First Nations issues or the way we treat asylum seekers. And on that, can I just say I am so excited that North Sydney's voice will be part of the reason that the Billawilla family gets to go home."
A team of diverse, fresh faces intent on overhauling Parliament House. Ariana Lucente, SBS News.